Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
And welcome to your favorite morning show podcast-o, the super early morning show, and it is super early for most podcasts. I'm sure we're the only podcast in existence that records at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I doubt it. There's like millions and millions of them.
Yeah. You think there's idiots up this early besides us?
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's not like it's done live. It's...
Well, I know. I realize that, but...
Yeah. I'm sure there's a bunch of people who do it early in the morning. Everyone has a podcast now.
Yeah. Including us. Because, well, you obviously knew that already because...
You're listening to
it. We're like on season 4 of... Yeah, a million episodes.
All right.
But yeah, we don't really talk about much here. Just whatever we want to. We try to keep it lighthearted. Not too serious. No politics. No. Stuff that you're not supposed to talk about.
Stuff that I have no
interest in.
No, I enjoy politics, but... I can't, I don't know enough about it to make any type of educated
I just read headlines and that's it.
I don't even do that. I mean, a lot of it is podcast.
Podcast. See how many times we say podcast this episode.
Take a shot.
Why did my voice just change? The whites. They're coming. All right. They did declassify a bunch of stuff about aliens, didn't they?
I thought they were supposed to part of the Green New Deal.
What does aliens have to do with the Green New Deal?
There's a lot that has nothing. Well, that's the thing that's messed up is like when they push through a bill, it's half the time
hidden stuff.
Yeah, and you can't pick it apart and take what you want. It's like you either take all of it or you take nothing. So, you know, it could have a bunch of good stuff, but a bunch of crap in it.
And here we are. Talking about politics.
Yeah, okay. All right. So I came up with some stuff last night.
All right. Great. Because I didn't come up with anything.
I mean, I'd like to change the podcast up to more instead of us just rambling about questions, but I really don't know where to go. Because, like, a lot of the podcasts I like car wise is tech, but we can't answer tech questions.
No.
And we're not going to get.
Could you imagine?
It would be terrible.
Yeah.
And it's way too early in the morning to try to call someone and, you know, ask them questions. Maybe if we did one, like, later in the evening.
Yeah.
Do it live. Just trying to think of something more car-oriented. I know Donut Media, they do one. Pass Gas. It's about cars. It's not about farts. That's in their little theme song. And they pick, like, different car moments in history and talk about it. And I was like, I have zero interest in that. So, still working on it. We'll probably change it up in the next year.
This will be episode 5 of season 4. So, that'll be season 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some point when I figure out what I want to do. If you have any ideas... You know who to tell.
Yeah.
All right. So I just came up with a couple different questions and stuff last night. So I know how much you hate electric cars.
Yeah. I'm just tired of talking about them.
What about like electrically assisted cars? So like you have some supercars that'll have a gas engine and then they'll also have, you know, electric motors.
Yeah.
Are you as opposed to those? So, like, if you had a device in G-Pop, you're having lag issues. Yes. So, if you had something else, like, say, two little electric motors at the front wheels that would start until the turbo picked up, would you be as opposed to that?
Mm-hmm, probably not.
So, it's just the idea of all electric?
Yeah, I think it's just the hype around it. Like, it's the, you know, the political side of it.
Not the performance side of it.
No.
So if you could take the politics out of it
yeah.
and you just have like the, you know, the Tesla, whatever.
Yeah.
I think they're working on a new one. You're not opposed to that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a policy. It's like what everybody, like, thinks about it. Like, oh, they're better for the environment, blah, 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 blah. Not really, but we're not going to get into that. It's just the contradictive ignorance about it.
Yeah.
That's what makes me, like,
crazy in the
roll
face.
My eyes and like don't want anything to do with it.
Okay.
And like because again, more political side of it, what they're gonna do if they, you know, do this Green New Deal or whatever with the, you know, taxing people to have gas powered cars and whatnot. But it's just like, how do you do that? You can't do that. Go away.
Well, they can.
I know they can, but that's, yeah. If it's causing that much, I don't even know what to say. I don't want anything to do with it.
No, they do. There is, I don't know if there's more than one company or not. I don't even know the name of the company. I've just seen an ad for it. And it was an electric motor that it fits into your existing motor mounts. It was GM based, so if you had an LS vehicle, you could take the LS out and put a EV in place of it.
I don't think I could bring myself to do that.
Really?
Take the American out of the LS, put an electric motor in there. I just couldn't do that. Like, it's just like sacrilegious. Could you?
Yeah.
You.
I have no,
you hippie.
I have no, like, love. I don't hate the LS, but I'm not like an LS fanboy. I mean, I'm not even a Jay-Z fanboy.
What's your favorite motor ever?
Favorite motor ever? I don't think I have one specific one.
Well, just one that pops in your head. One that you wouldn't, that would take a lot for you to part with.
I don't think I have one.
So, Jay-Z?
Like I was saying before, I've never, like, the big appealing factor, especially with the Supra for the Jay-Z, is just the availability of parts.
Mm.
And yeah, they are that much more reliable than an M motor. But that's it. Like, right.
If you have big block 454 high compression mountain motor,
would I change it out for an EV?
If they forced you to, if
I would, I don't think it'd be that big of a deal.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Because the EVs are just like instant torque, like it's all there.
You're looking at it as a performance standpoint more than a, I just had the word in my head and I lost it.
Sentimental.
Principle.
What principle?
It's what America's built on, fossil fuels. And they're taking it away from us.
Steam engines were first.
Shut up!
Okay. Wow, so violent.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to. I'm not attached. I'd love to build.
The internal combustion engine, to me, is one of the greatest inventions ever.
So, and I won't disagree with that, but at the same time, I'm not against improving. And everything is being pushed towards electric motors.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I
just have to apologize for the snots this morning. I don't know what's going on.
Rona.
No, it's just like a little booger in there. Save it for after the show, I guess.
Yeah, just make us suffer through it before that. All right.
I think that's the most conversating we've ever had on this show.
Probably. So if you could go back and you could do one thing differently with G-Pop's motor, what would it be? And it doesn't even necessarily have to be I would have built so-and-so versus... it, I mean, would it be a swap? Because that's probably...
No.
I don't know. That's kind of... I probably would have swapped it.
Your car?
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Not even necessarily because I hate the 7M, which depends on the day I do. Just the availability of parts drives me up the wall. Like, I had, I think part of my miss was coil packs.
Yeah.
So,
that was, coil, if you watched our normal Sunday video last week, it, we took it out and made some pulls, and it, towards the end of the video, it started missing. Just to fill you in.
My coil packs had hairline cracks all over them.
Yeah.
And, you know, just go buy some new coil packs. And you can for like $100 a pop. And you need three of them.
Three of them? Because yeah. There's two each on it. Yeah.
And, you know, okay, $300 for coil packs. But at the same time, is it's not like a bigger
brand. You can't just go to the junkyard to find
coil. It's hard to find parts for it. And you see it all the time on the Facebook groups, people looking for stuff. That's just hard to find.
Yeah.
And it's not getting easier. Toyota was supposed to do the Heritage program.
They lied.
They did. I mean, I understand it takes time to retool, but they're like all this hype build up for the Mark V, and then all of a sudden the Mark V comes out and it just like, woo.
They just kind of threw that in there as like an added bonus, but just to get, boost sales of the Mark V, I guess.
Probably, but I don't. It's just hard to find parts for it. I mean, a good non-crack dash. Anyway, shouldn't take away from. I probably would have swapped the motor.
Yeah.
First off, just due to availability of parts. And I don't even think I would have done a JZ because JZs are getting hard to find.
Yeah.
If you can find a, you know, a rear sump oil pan, you're spending like $300-$400 on it. Jeez. Just for an oil pan. I mean, that would be more than the motor would at the junkyard.
Yeah. The way I feel about the G54 now, in the past couple days, I edited a video last night. So this is Sunday morning. I edited a video last night, Saturday night. I drove the car to work a few days, and it's just like, I don't know if it's the motor or the tune or whatever, but at this point in time, right now, yeah, I probably would have swapped it. But then, as I was doing it, I probably would have done more for flow restriction.
Flow restriction?
Yeah. The heads, they don't flow too well. So I probably would have ported the head.
Oh, had them opened up.
Yeah, I probably would have ported all the, like, the exhaust manifold and the adapter flange to make it all flow nice.
Mm.
And if I had the money, I would have won MBI. But
so that would be the big thing, is if you could go back and redo it, you would have gone MPI.
I would have found some more money. Yeah, but I can see why people swap them. Hashtag save the G54
baby. What's your next big mod in mind?
I don't know.
Big one, not necessarily like I'm going to change spark plugs. Like, it doesn't even have to be something you plan on doing in the next month or two.
It's hard to say. I'd have to do it either way if I. So I the throttle body injection setup on those cars are just garbage.
Okay.
I tried to make it work, but it's just what it is what it is, you know. So next big thing I would like to do is, it would take a lot of time and money, is multi-port swap it. See, this is the stages of the G54B. You get a Conquest or whatever, and you put a different turbo on it and a manual boost controller, and you're like, oh, this is great. And then you build it.
Okay.
And that's, oh, this is great. And then you multi-port swap it. And okay. It's like, holy crap, this is awesome. You can get 400 horsepower out of it. And then it breaks. And then you swap it. Okay. That's the stages of voting a G54. So I'm on stage, what, 3?
Yeah.
Okay. So after I multi-port swap it.
Then
it gets...
Motor swapped.
Swapped for an electric motor. Because by the time I can afford the multi-port swap it, there'll be Fords and electric motors and vehicles.
Which is funny because it's the same... Like, same steps for a 7M. It's like, get 7M, do basic bolt-ons, head gasket blows, fix head gasket, drive it a little bit more, get rod knock, pull it out, put a Jay-Z in it, and then sell it.
Yeah.
It's kind of how it goes.
So I'm stage 3. Built motor, and I only make 200 horsepower.
Yeah, but you...
Isn't that crazy? Like, I did all that... All that work.
But your biggest holding back factor is the TBI.
Yeah.
Or even the factory ECU. Tune.
It's something, because, I don't know.
It almost seems like you have found the limit of what the MAF translator AFC can do.
But there's plenty of people with them making... Like, the guy I bought the car from, all he had was a MAF translator.
Yeah.
He had built motor. He had cam. He had bigger injectors.
Okay.
And a GT30.
Okay.
And he made 342 horsepower at 15 pounds of boost.
Okay.
I have basically the same setup minus the cam. Turbo might be a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not making that. I'd be amazed if I had 200 wheel horsepower.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to spend a day to tune G-Pop?
I don't know.
Or...
It's just like... Nothing seems to be... giving me an advantage, I guess. Like, nothing seems to be working. Like, I make a change and it just doesn't do anything. Or it might do something, but it's not drastic enough to make a difference.
Oh, in tuning?
Yeah.
So the other night you said that it was it was fine in third gear. Like, the AFRs were fine in third gear.
It would get...
And
I wasn't watching the RPMs. I was watching the AFRs.
Okay.
And before... Like, they started creeping up to, like, 12.8, and I would let out.
Yeah, that's smart.
And I looked... I just so happened to look up at the RPM, and it was only, at like, 4,500. Okay. So I still have 15 more hundred RPM.
And you're leaning out.
And I'm leaning, and I can't use it.
I thought you said the AFRs were good.
Well, I lied.
Oh, okay. Because I remember when I talked to you, and you said it was good.
Yeah.
Like, the AFRs were good until...
In the video I did...
First gear.
Last night.
Yeah.
I did a 60 mile per hour to 100. Mm-hmm. I sent you the slip. And...
Yeah, I remember.
As soon as I got to 100, it lean popped again. Went lean and it backfired. So I don't know if I'm just pushing, like.
And it makes no difference if you.
I've added all the fuel I can add up top.
I wonder if you're at a pump.
I've added 50%.
I wonder if you're at a pump. Like, your board just tired pump. Just can't move anymore.
I don't know.
Because you said it's, what, you've had the car 7 years and it's been the same fuel pump.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows how long the previous owner had that fuel pump in there.
Yeah.
And you found your problem with the fuel pressure regulator.
I don't know when that happened because I was watching the video that I edited.
Yeah.
Last night. And I was looking at the line.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on there. So it happened. Must have happened on my way home from work one day.
Okay. The
Wednesday, I think I drove it.
All right.
So it happened on my way home from work Wednesday, because it was on there leaving, going to work. Could have happened on the way to work, too. I don't know. I didn't pop the hood when I got there or anything.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I could be... I may have the boost controller turned up too much. Because a lot of people say with the GM math, like 18 pounds is as much as it'll flow, I guess. And I'm...
But on what turbo?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm on... I think it's more than 20. The boost gauge only goes to 20, and it goes a little bit past it. So
you're probably catching.
I probably got like 30. Like, yeah, 30. It. And it's just taking forever to spool it. It's just like I in the video as well. I know I'm keep talking about this video, but I there's a point in the video where I floored it. I think it was in third or fourth gear. I don't remember. But it was like 10 seconds almost before it hit full boost.
Sounds like you have a nasty boost leak somewhere.
Getting fed up.
Because it doesn't take, like, that turbo is not that big.
No, that's
like,
what I'm saying. That's what I say in the video.
No issue. No issues. Okay, let's stop talking about that video.
Go watch it.
I haven't even
because if I don't delete this footage, it'll be this will be out after the video.
All right, it's on the way, so we might as well mention it. And we've only got a couple minutes left. We have a turbo sponsorship.
Ooh.
Max Speeding Rods is sending us a T70 that I'm going to compare it to the factory CT26, the T70, and the GT45 on the 7M.
Yeah. I do have to say, I'm very impressed with that CT26. That tired old CT26 hits so much harder than the 35 did.
And the 30, you can't. Like, the 35 was...
Top end only.
No, it was... It could have been blown from the... I mean, like, who knows when it started. It got that really nasty shaft play in it. Like, maybe I should rebuild it and throw it in the mix, too.
Yeah, but you got that nice hole in it, don't you?
What?
Or you would use the external wastegate.
I'd use the external wastegate. Yeah. Like, rebuild it and then throw the external wastegate in it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, they are sending us a T70 turbo. We're going to do a comparison. I'm going to do a visual comparison between the three. I'm not getting super technical with it. I'm probably not going to completely disassemble all three of them and compare internal parts. I'll probably do, you know, some weight measurements of the, probably not the inducer and the exducer because you can look all that up and I don't want to take all the covers and everything off of it, especially the old turbos. I'll probably do a 0-60 between all three to see the difference. Quarter mile, probably try to do a quarter mile. And then, hopefully, if we never get to the dyno, do a dyno.
Do 60 to 100, like a rolling.
Yeah, we can do a 60 to 100, too. the dynos are mainly going to be on the RSM.
Yeah.
But
we don't have $100 a pop. Well,
Max Speeding Rods wants to see a dyno.
Yeah,
like a chat on it on a chassis dyno, so I'm at least gonna have to do that one.
Well, Super Street says the RSM is pretty accurate, so.
Well, I think it was within 2%.
Yeah, so.
But at least I can use that same one for all three turbos, so at least they're all
the data will be consistent. Yeah.
So we can see the difference. The GT45 is not a real GT45.
No.
It's just the eBay special. But
none of them are, except for the CT26.
Okay.
They're not going to watch this, so it's okay.
Well, I was going to send them a link to it.
Just kidding. It's real. I mean, yeah, they're real. They're physical.
Just, you killed it.
Sorry.
We had. So next thing could be we had it. Just on the wall. Okay. Either way, I think it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Especially to see what it'll do.
Hopefully. So the T70 is in between the 35 and 45, like it's as far as size.
I think it's a little bit bigger than a 35 on the cold side.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the hot side, it's going to be very similar. I'm probably wrong. I'd have to go and actually look at the specs of it. Compare it to the 35, because I don't remember anything about the 35. Hmm. But it'll probably be pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could put the, you know, rebuild the 35 real quick. We could throw then in that in on the mix to mm-hmm. see which is. But it's just time.
Yeah. They want it done quick.
Well, they want the comparison done. I think the size comparison and an install, which isn't going to affect the dyno or 0 to 60 or anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, once I get the everything set up for a T3, it will not be that hard to swap it. It'll be a lot easier than the CT26. That thing's a pain to install.
And it's on its way already, so.
Yeah, it should be here. If it's not here today, it'll be Monday.
Mm. That was quick.
And it came from New Jersey.
Hmm.
So either way, thank you to Max Speed and Rods for teaming up with the old SNR and giving us the turbo.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. At first, like, sponsor.
Well, we had the fog lights.
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember their name. Oxbeam.
They probably had like one guy who was like, yeah, SNR's pretty sweet. And they heard that and they're like, nope, delete. Had this big box of cool parts we were going to send them. And now it's like, push them in the trash.
All right.
It's been almost 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that's everything that's everything I came up with last night, so.
It's good. I don't have anything, so.
Yeah, I'm going to quit messing with it. So, yeah, we'll do a video now.
Yes, today we find the G meter.
All right, if you need merch. Is our website broken?
I don't think so.
I tried to get on it the other day, and I couldn't bring it up. Maybe it was my phone. Since
I don't know. I haven't checked it.
It's in pretty bad shape.
What, the website or your phone?
My phone. Oh. It gets worse every day. So if you need merch, hit us up at sandrmotoring.com. If you want to ask us some questions, give some ideas, give us a sponsorship. You can also reach us at snrmotoring@gmail.com. And we have a YouTube channel. In case you didn't know, I mean, that's a newer thing, the YouTube channel. So it's kind of building some steam. Go check that out. But either way,
I guess it doesn't work.
Thank you. Bye, folks.
See ya.